Appendix A. Talks Function Key Quick Reference. Table 7 lists all the key sequences that are assigned to Talks functions. Note that to start each key sequence, you press Talks, which is the Edit key of your Series 60 phone. Long means holding down a key for about a second before releasing it. Additional quick keys are available when a web page is displayed by the web browser, and that page is read by Talks. These keys are described in Section 5.3. Table 7. Talks key sequence. Description. Talks, then 0. Activates and deactivates the training mode. Talks, then number key. Repeats the last phrase. Talks, then long number key. Repeats the phrase before the last. Talks, then select. Reads the current window, just as after a window change. Talks, then key 1. Reads the names of the soft keys. Talks, then key 2. Reads the status of the battery, the network, and other elements. Talks, then long key 2. Reads the status indicators related to text entry. Talks, then 1. Switches between the various key echo modes. Each time that you press the sequence, you switch to a different mode. Talks, then 2. Activates and deactivates the announcement of uppercase letters. Talks, then 3. Activates and deactivates the use of the NATO spelling alphabet. Talks, then 4. Switches between the various modes of punctuation reading. Talks, then 5. Decreases the volume of the speech output. Talks, then 6. Increases the volume of the speech output. Talks, then 7. Decreases the speed of the speech output. Talks, then 8. Increases the speed of the speech output. Talks, then 9. Reads the time and date. Talks, then long 2. Lets you select the way the cursor moves when you press the left and right keys. Letter, word, and original. Talks, then long 4. Turns the graphics mode on and off. Talks, then long 7. Turns the echo of passwords on and off. Talks, then up. Reads the selected object or current line of text. In the web browser, also reads the text before the selected object. Talks, then long up. Spells out the selected object or current text line. In the web browser, also spells out the text before the selected object. Talks, then left. In a text field, reads the character to the right of the cursor. Talks, then right. In a text field, reads the word in which the cursor is located. In the web browser, reads the selected object. Talks, then long right. In a text field, spells out the word in which the cursor is located. In the web browser, spells out the selected object. Talks, then down. Reads the text from the location of the cursor. In the web browser, reads the selected object and the text below it. Talks, then long down. Reads the selected text. In the web browser, spells out the selected object and the text below it. Talks, then menu, opens the Talks and Zoom settings dialog box. Talks, then clear, turns speech off and on. This feature is useful when you want to listen to ringtones or use the recorder application. Talks, then long clear, deactivates speech completely and reactivates it when you press this sequence again. Talks, then exit, turns Braille output on and off. See the additional manual for Braille, which you can obtain from your Braille device manufacturer. Long talks, stops the current speech output. Talks, then talks, opens the edit menu.